This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week we delve into my distant past, maybe a little bit of Jordan's, maybe some of you out there. I know a lot of you out there are still involved. And that's okay. Joining us this week is producer Pete's drummer, Nate Kelly.
Well, hello.
Nate, thank you so much for coming on.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for having me.
So, first and foremost, you said your distant past, my past, but still, I mean, pretty. But really, it's the aura around nerd culture, really yeah. is what it is.
Yeah.
Which is everybody's favorite word these days, yeah. nostalgia.
Yeah. So Nate, why do you hate nerd culture?
Well, there's a lot of things, but I just want to start with this thought. There's nothing more embarrassingly white than proclaiming I'm a nerd unironically and proudly,
right.
Except maybe all lives matter.
So like the majority of the people who frequent the Happy Dog.
It's different.
Different.
Yeah.
Different.
Okay. That's okay. A different thing. That's like it's the flip side of the coin. Like you have your nerd culture and the flip side of that coin is your hipster culture.
Gotcha.
Where it's like, it's both like a weird superiority thing. Like with hipsters, it's like, I like things that no one else likes because
right.
I'm better than you. But nerd shits, I'm smarter than you.
Right.
Only me and my smart friends like these smart things that are so much smarter than you.
I mean, but at the same time, I mean, you and me have known each other, God, going on 10 years now.
Yeah.
And you and me like a lot of nerdy shit.
Yeah.
Like nerdy shit,
mm-hmm.
but it's the culture around it that is like,
oh,
fuck this.
Absolutely.
Right, right. Okay.
And it's Game of Thrones' fault, and it's the Big Bang Theory's fault.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's...
According to South Park, J.J. Abrams' fault.
Yeah, he's there, because he made Star Trek cool.
He did.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
With
quotes.
The quotes.
Yeah,
cool.
Air podcast quotes.
Yeah.
Of a frequent favorite of mine on the show.
Yeah. It's not cool.
I mean, Star Trek's fine.
It's amazing, but it's not cool.
Fair enough.
I feel like that term is thrown around too frequently, the word cool, and like, oh, that's cool. No, it's not. It's like, it's not cool at all, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fucking Dungeons & Dragons, which is something I fucking love. There's nothing cool about that.
Vin Diesel plays Dungeons & Dragons.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He does.
Okay.
He's a huge D&D nerd.
So he's trying to bring cool to Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I don't think I'd call Vin Diesel cool.
Well, before I get off on a tangent here, what is your definition of cool? In? Hot?
Cool? Like, when I think of cool, I mean, it's like suave. It's fucking... It's definitely not... Well, I guess it could be me. But it's definitely not me. You know what I mean? Like, people don't look at me and go, that guy's cool.
Mm.
You know?
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would
see. I can hear Pete.
I think it's a matter of, yeah, like, what's in, I would say. Like, what's cool right now?
Okay.
Because to bring it to the Game of Thrones thing, my dad reads those books. Like, you know, it's everybody's fucking grandma sitting around like reading fantasy novels and shit. Like, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. Like, fantasy novels are the furthest thing from hip or in or cool or whatever. And then HBO turned it into a TV show, and now everybody's all about it.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's not just Game of Thrones that happened to, like, you know, vampires used to be like, you go to the student center at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night with a bunch of other fat nerds, and you pretend to be seductive 100-year-old creatures until they kick you out. And then Twilight happened, and the Vampire Diaries happened, and now, like, kids love it.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I was so, like, I mean, back when I was 16, 17, 18, like, that's when I really got into, like, horror flicks and everything, like, Bela Lugosi stuff, all that, like, George A. Romero. And, like, it's just so funny that I've seen, like, the evolution of that over the course of the last 10, 12 years, whatever. Like, first it was Twilight. Now it's Walking Dead, which are both fucking things I hate, which a lot of people point fingers, oh, you hate it because everybody likes it. It's like, no, I hate it because it's not as good as the shit that I do like. That's one of those things that irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah, well, I think you're nerding out a little bit there, buddy.
Ooh.
And maybe being a little bit of a hipster.
just a skosh.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. Well, the thing about The Walking Dead, though, have you ever read any of the comics at all?
Yeah, no, yeah. I've read, like, all, I think the first 5 or 6 volumes, like, of...
Deep in it.
And the thing is like, I don't even think that's that good.
No, it's not. That's what I was going to say is, I read the first 1 or 2 trades, and it's so cliched. Mm-hmm. It's everything you could ever expect from your stereotypical zombie apocalypse story.
Right.
And then it's boring.
Yeah. No, agreed.
So you think that might be the problem that's happening. You've got something like Game of Thrones, where you're taking something that's historically uncool, which is, you know, epic fantasy, you know, the Tolkiens of the world, and you've thrown in some of the things that have made that genre popular amongst the nerd community, but then you throw in some cliches in order to make it appeal to the masses, and then all of a sudden it's a thing. I don't know. It's a thought. I think maybe that's why Twilight worked too. It's because they took, you know, something uncool like vampires, and then now we've thrown a teenage romance into it, and now it's a thing.
Yeah, it's the mainstreaming of these niche cultures, and they become this huge thing, and then the whole, like, nostalgia culture and nerd culture of it is a weird, like, pushback against that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yeah, like, they like those things, but it's like, they still have their things that they clutch onto
right. So
much. Things that still have not broken through yet,
mm-hmm.
and they can wield their superiority over everybody with it.
Like a fiery sword.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, somebody has, like, an original Cylon costume, they're the coolest.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, this is not so much against people that go to Comic-Con and, like, cosplaying and stuff, because they're actually producing something. They're making a costume, and they're doing that, and that's awesome and really cool. But I'm talking about people that only consume and are so covetous of the things that they consume. It's like, don't you want people to like the things that you like?
Right. So more can be produced, so you can keep loving what you love.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like when, because I was, like, super butthurt when Disney bought Star Wars. That's not what bummed me out. It was when they wiped out the complete expanded universe. Because, like, that was what I drew from. That was fucking awesome. And I was like, well, that's bullshit. And then now that I think about it, I'm like, well, actually, that's fucking rad. Because now it's a clean slate. And I'm going to get Star Wars until the day I fucking die.
Yeah, you're going to get Star Wars
shoved down my fucking throat.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
I mean.
No, for me, I can't wait. That's all right, great.
Fair enough.
Like, that's like when people ask me, like, well, what, you know, what denomination are you? Fucking Star Wars, dude. Like, that's what it is.
Nobody could tell.
You know, you don't look like Jabba the Hutt.
Are you
without trying?
Mm-hmm.
You're a Binks, dude.
Don't. Oh, fuck you.
Don't even.
However, all our friends did used to call me George Orr Binks, which fucking that's drove me nuts. True. Nuts. Fuck you, Sheer. Well, going back to what you were saying, about defining cool.
Mm-hmm.
What tirade were you? You said, do you have to define cool first?
Because, I don't know, man. It's, I think the way you're describing it is suave. I think there's this thing in the back of a lot of people says it's not cool unless it can get you laid.
Hmm.
And basically, Dungeons and Dragons and Vampire the Masquerade was the entire reason I got laid from age 18 to 30. So, when people tell me, yeah, it's not cool, it's like, well, you were hanging out with the wrong people.
Because it was real cool in my circle.
Yeah. Well, my brother met his wife LARPing. Like, mm-hmm. He still does it.
Which game?
I have not a clue.
No.
More than one, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't knock people for doing that shit. I mean, like, if that's what you want to do, fucking go for it.
Yeah,
like, that's
absolutely
rad, but, like, I don't want to run around anywhere.
The LARP, the LARP circle I used to run in Dagger here, it was any time, like, a hot movie would come out where there was swordplay and some fantasy elements, they would, like, okay, this is where we got to start promoting the game, because they try to, get more people involved, because, like, oh, Gladiator came out. There's an entire unit of Romans out in Virginia that, you know, they dress up as Roman soldiers and beat the shit out of people. So it's like when Gladiator came out, they're like, they're doing demos trying to get people to join up.
What you're saying is each week it's not as fun to hit the same four friends with your same sword.
I mean, it's nice to be better than people.
There it is. Perfect.
I mean, that really is what it boils down to.
You bring in the newbies, and then you go up a fucking tier.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that. It's a good thought process.
Yeah. I did a demo when Return of the King came out on DVD in front of Blockbuster, and that was the first time I'd fought in like a year, and man, I couldn't move the next day. But I don't think we got any new recruits from that. It was just fun fighting outside of Blockbuster in Montrose.
How soon after did that Blockbuster close?
No, that Blockbuster was open until, probably 2009, 2010,
damn,
something like that. I think it was open a while.
Yeah, I left the company in 2000, I want to say 9.
You worked at Blockbuster in Montrose?
I filled in there a lot. My main store was the one on West Market.
I probably ran into you like more times than that's fucking with that's a conversation for another day, but that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was. I worked there for a while. I worked my way up to manager, and then they fired my store manager. So I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Is that the douchey dude with the fucking Zach Morris haircut?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Anyway.
That dude sounds really cool.
No, I know who you're talking about. That guy sucks.
Yeah,
but,
that guy, the same guy he's talking about. And don't get me wrong, I love this movie. Now we can bring it back to nostalgia.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
I don't know, I forget what they call that, but full circle. Mm. That guy, when he, because I applied for a job at that Blockbuster on 18, the one, Fairlawn one. And the guy was like, so what's your favorite movie? And I was like, it must have been 2006, because I was like, The Departed. And he was like, oh, okay. Well, mine's The Fifth Element. Okay, so we got nothing in common,
okay,
dude.
Don't get me wrong, I love The Fifth Element.
We've watched The Fifth Element together.
Love that movie.
It's a great movie.
Who in the fuck?
That's their favorite movie.
Favorite movie?
And that guy just, he's got that new one coming out.
Rough. Yeah, Luc Besson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a fun guy.
Director of The Professional.
Yeah.
One of the best movies ever made.
I never knew that.
Yeah, that same dude.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
With Gary Oldman.
I love him. All right. So anyway, going back to fucking nerds.
We're talking about nostalgia, and here we are.
Being nostalgic.
Super nostalgic. Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah. Does that interfere with people consuming the new stuff that's coming out, or are they stuck in this stuff that they cling to because this still hasn't been bought by the public, so I'm going to cling to this and not take in anything new?
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely a roadblock. Even with properties that are getting new things. Like, people still, everyone still says that the original trilogy are the three best Star Wars movies, and there have been five Star Wars movies since then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of the people on the boat of, like, I put Force Awakens in, like, the top three, in my opinion. I do. Like, and that, I mean, like, and that's, you know, that's a fucking hard thing for me, because I fucking love Return of the Jedi, but, like, I just thought Force Awakens was a better movie. I liked it.
I still think it was weird watching the guy that, I lost it. Damn it.
Force Awakens, watching the guy.
Yeah, it's too late. Kylo Ren. I lost it.
I'll talk about Kylo Ren for hours. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just funny, like, us talking about this stuff, and Nate just lifted up his arm and forgot. He has a VHS tape tattoo with the Rebel Alliance symbol in
that's
the middle.
Right.
Like,
I
dude,
do.
That's
I do.
Fucking... And, dude, you know how much I'm nostalgic for shit. That's, like, the definition of that.
Oh, yeah. But also, I haven't seen Rogue One, and I've only seen The Force Awakens once at the Science Center, and it was physically difficult for me to watch because I was sitting in the front row. So I still need to see that movie again so I can actually watch it.
We'll watch it. I'll watch it with you.
Oh. Yeah, I passed out watching it with Jordan on Friday night.
And I was hammered.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But
I love that tattoo. That wasn't a slam.
No, I understand. And I didn't take it as one. And I don't necessarily think that like somebody gets a Star Wars tattoo and maybe people will think I'm biased because it's on my body and I'm defending it. Mm-hmm. But it's not my be-all, end-all.
Right.
Like, it's a part of something that meant a lot to me growing up.
It's part of who you are.
But it's not a defining characteristic of me. Like, if someone's like, oh, how would you describe yourself? Well, I like Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Like, that's not
maybe
a...
Maybe Jeff Russell would say that. Yeah,
but also, he's not a... You know, I live in my mom's basement and I watch Star Wars all the time.
No.
Kind of, like, that's the more of the type of person that I'm talking about. They're like, people can love whatever they want. People can like, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if all you do is only consume and covet these things that you like and they're yours and nobody else's and or you and just your friends, like, where does that leave you? Where do you go from that?
I mean, that's
kind of
like, that's kind of the point I wanted to bring up. And it kind of goes back to the episode we did with Pete. Like, where he was talking about memes and shit, and, like, he was more talking, like, the people that, you know, he was talking about car culture and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, stupid people can make memes, too. But, like, you're saying those people that can, that they simply just consume. Like, the nostalgia factor that is like, okay, yeah, I get it. When we were kids, Rugrats was fucking awesome. Doug was fucking awesome. But, dude, that's, like, our generation, that's fucking what they cling on to. Like, I don't understand, like...
I'm a 90s kid.
Yeah, like, dude, so am I, but I want to blow my brains out for being, like, with the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking awful. Like, I just don't get it. Like,
yeah, I remember Rocko's Modern Life.
I remember SNCC. I remember Nick at Night, dude. Yeah. Like, what? I don't care. And then Jeremy's like, what are you guys talking about?
No,
I like Transformers.
I remember all that shit, but, I mean, this is not a new thing. Because, you know, it used to be when I was a younger lad, if we wanted to go out and do a thing, we would go to 80s night at the bar. It was a bunch of people.
I remember when that was a thing.
Yeah.
Mid-2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, you know, nostalgia is always something that can, you know, there were restaurants, there were 50s restaurants all over the fucking place.
Cheeseburger.
It's a cottage industry, too. And then there's all the people, like, their weird loot crates and shit like that. Like, hey, you remember this thing? You really liked that thing, didn't you? Buy my shit.
Yeah.
Buy a box that you don't know what's in it.
You're going to like it, I swear. It's so kitschy.
Dude, I've seen people unveil, like, that, because that's a thing, apparently.
Unboxing videos?
Yeah, like, that shit. And I'm just like, I would be so pissed if I spent $40 and got all that shit. Like, that one cool fucking thing is not worth $40. Yeah. Like, the Star Wars pencils you sent me? Go fuck yourself, dude.
I could have bought a Green Lantern t-shirt at Target.
At Target. Okay, and I used to have a Green Lantern t-shirt.
Did you buy it from Target?
I don't know where my mom bought it. I would imagine Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Walmart back in the day. Before Target was like, no, we're going to take all that shit.
Well, that's another thing. Superhero movies. Comic book movies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, because you don't, like, see them all, right?
excuse me. I did when I had time.
Right, right.
And now that I don't have time, I don't make time. You know, there's. I just have more important shit to do than watch a fucking movie. It's just.
And I can sympathize with that. I mean, yeah. This is also Nate, probably two of the people in Cleveland with the biggest VHS fucking collections ever. But like, it's start. I mean, and I still get stoked about it. There's still ones coming out that I'm excited to see. Yeah, whatever. Absolutely. Blah blah blah. But like, people's whole lives hinge on that shit. And it's like, it's starting to wear me down. I'm like, seriously, like we're getting like six, which, you know, when I was 8 years old, we got none, or we got a Batman movie once every 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Like now it's like, Jesus fucking.
And it was the Joel Schumacher Batman.
Oh, God. Yeah, dude. No.
Bat nipples.
The Joel Schumacher should just jump off a bridge.
But he made Falling Down.
He did. That's, yeah, and that's a good movie. That is a really good movie. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, like, it's so flooded. I mean, that's what, and, you know, Logan looks really fucking good, and I've heard nothing but amazing things about it.
Absolutely.
But, like, that's also, people, like, it doesn't play like a superhero movie. It's not about him having powers. It's, like, telling a fucking story. I'm like, that's what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a regular movie.
Right.
Yeah. Just using the superhero thing as, like, we're putting this regular movie in these terms.
Right.
So, no, there's a lot of cool stuff being creative, and I'm glad I get to, like, take it all in. But it's not, like, it's not what I cling to because, you know, I make stuff. So,
yeah.
And that's what I'm into more than anything else.
Producing.
Well, it's...
producing content, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing about it is... you know, marketing to that audience is also important. So it's like, you got to see the same things that they see so that you can talk shit about it. And, cause like, you know, just thinking back to the things I've done over the years, like probably the most listens we got is when, back when there was a Pretty Swell Guys podcast with Chris Klem and Kirk Robinson, we saw the entire Avengers marathon and did like a recap after every movie. And then we put it out like immediately after we saw the Avengers, and that racked up a ton of hits because people are looking.
Yeah, if you hashtag it, you know.
Well, like, people are looking for opinions on it, which is it's the same as you know, you're looking in the paper for reviews, except now anybody can do them. So people are
just
taking in.
Fucking scroll down to the comments, and there's your. You're gonna get 20 review. You're gonna get 20 unwarranted reviews, which
probably not very intelligent either. Given.
Most comment sections that I scroll down through every once in a while, I just like I get about three in, and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself right now?
Sometimes it's fun.
No, I mean it can be, but like my favorite's when people start arguing because then I'm just like, oh, this is great. What's this person gonna say next? And that's the millennial part of me. Like, ooh, I want to see what this happens. I'm not gonna say anything, but
I'd rather see that live.
People arguing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
It's fun.
No, I mean, yeah, no, people, like, that is one of the most fucking fun things to watch, but, you know, I mean, that's what we should learn how to monetize is, like, here's these two people going to argue about dumb shit on stage and see who throws the first punch.
They have, see who throws the first, that would make it a little different than arguments and grievances.
Because, oh, yeah. Boiling Points was a thing.
Boiling Point.
Oh, MTV's Boiling Points. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there was that Monty Python sketch about the argument clinic.
I fucking love Monty Python. You're like the only person that I can like wax intellectual with Monty Python about.
There's nothing intellectual about Monty Python.
Yes, there is. Wow. It's fucking brilliant. And also, Fawlty Towers is amazing.
So, John Cleese, if you're listening.
Stop Jordan. Charging $400 for tickets.
El Hordano Diablo has very fuckable lips, and he'd like to show you what America's all about.
Sounds like a ring.
He wants to be your tadpole.
Ooh. So, there you go.
Teach him.
But he has
about...
to dress up in a knight uniform.
Yeah, well, of course.
Which, once again, brings it back.
Well, you could just wait for Eric Idle to come around and just rehash all the classic Monty Python sketches and his money grab.
dude. I mean, let's take it there for a second. When the Monty Python guys did that, they did like what, London, New York, Chicago, and L.A., and like every one of them sold out in like 4 minutes.
Yeah,
That's nostalgia, isn't it? Absolutely. I mean, like that's 70 something year old dudes like, hey, let's go make some fucking money off these morons.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nostalgia is nothing but a cash grab.
Then, I mean, all right, if it's a cash grab, then, I mean, like, why do people cling to it as far as, like, memes and shit and, like, all the dumb shit people post on the internet? Like, 15 facts you never knew about Steve Urkel. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, why do people, like, grab on? I guess that still is a money grab.
Cause it's a distraction. Yeah, well, you get clicks.
Yeah.
Like ad revenue. Yeah, but it's all a distraction. Because it makes you, think about the times when things were better.
When you were a kid and you didn't have bills and you didn't have to have a job and life didn't suck. Guess what? That's fucking life. Get over it, people.
It's escapism wrapped around a money grab.
Agreed. So you don't have Without a doubt.
You don't have to think about, like, all the tough things going on in your life. Just watch old Monty Python videos.
Don't get me wrong. I love to smoke fucking weed and watch Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Well, but then when it's over, I gotta fucking do something. Yeah. Like sleep.
Sleeping is good.
You have a job.
Yeah, I do. Dude, I work 40 hours a week, man. Yeah, like that's the other thing is, I guess this is like turning into like us being old men about people our age. Mm. Like...
It's easy to do, though.
Yeah,
it's super easy to do.
Well, I mean, and we all know how I fucking was in my 20s, most of my 20s. I was a shitless layabout. I went from job to job and just drank all the fucking time. Sorry, that's not how life fucking works, dude. Took me a really long time to figure that out, but now I can point fingers.
Now that you've got your shit together, El Hordano's got some fingers to point.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll preface it all by saying, I was the same way as you. I'm like an old fucking... Never mind.
I don't know. It seems like... if you look at it from a distance, it seems like people are trapped in this opium den where they're just getting fed, like, all this stuff.
But now you're speaking my language. No, it's true. People are just being, like, after one thing, it's another. It's like going back to the superhero movies. Mm-hmm. Like... Logan came out. Well, in 2 months you got Guardians of the Galaxy, and a month after that you got Wonder Woman, and right after that you got Thor. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. I didn't even have time to come yet.
There's no time.
There's no time to come.
No time to come.
You smoke weed, watch The Empire Strikes Back, and you go to sleep. There's no time to come.
And work.
And work. There you go. Maybe eat some food.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right, yeah,
but definitely. I don't remember it because I'm so fucking high.
There you go. Perfect.
So going back to nerd culture in general, where are you? It seems like the vast majority of what we've been talking about is nerds on the internet congregating and remembering. Are you out and about with the new public nerd?
That's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, they've got entire bars that are dedicated to...
there we go. Okay, it's like 16-bit.
Yeah, like 16-bit, SideQuest.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
I think it's a nice way for the people who run those places to make money. Good for them.
I was just about to say, it's cash grab.
Yeah,
cash grab.
Mm-hmm.
Which, good for them. Like, it's a smart idea.
Yeah, absolutely a smart idea. And...
All you people in your 20s, you like this and this and this, right? Yeah. You like beer, right? Come to our place.
Yeah, it's definitely a smart idea. I have gone to 16-bit like twice.
Never been to 16-bit, been to SideQuest once.
It was packed.
Yeah.
Both times, like, just wall-to-wall people. I want to play NBA Jam. I want to play the Simpsons arcade game.
Then go get high with your friends and play NBA Jam.
It's like, you can do it for free. You can download that shit on your computer. Play it.
Or you could play it on an actual fucking Super Nintendo or a Sega. But just saying.
Actually, no, here we go. That kind of shit is where the two flip sides of the coin meet. That's where the hipster culture and the nerd culture become one.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm the cool dude who drinks the fancy cocktail with my fucking flannel, and I'm playing Terminator 2 arcade game at 16-bit, picking up all the bitches.
Playing the Aerosmith shoot 'em up game.
Dude.
Revolution X.
Revolution X was fun as fuck.
It was. Dude,
Yeah, it was awesome. Every movie theater in the country. It's great. But that is, it's where they meet, dude. Like, I just wanted, because I loved that game, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it is, it's where they meet. It's...
Well, it all...
And, oh, notice, I stay the fuck away from that.
Yeah. I went to Tabletop once or twice.
I don't know what that is.
Tabletop, it's just where you play board games and drink.
So it's like Side Quest.
It's like Side Quest, okay. Yeah. But it's... Side Quest is... Has, like, area dedicated for, like, pen and paper RPGs and stuff, though, doesn't it?
I think so. I have a few friends that have a regular thing there, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I know Tabletop is just board games.
Okay. I mean, that's cool. I mean,
it's pretty cool, because it, at least, it serves a purpose outside of just, like, give us your money, because it's also a way for people to go and, like, test board games before they want to buy them, like, I think that's pretty.
I feel like, and I'm not saying that specifically, mm-hmm. but like, I mean, it's also like, it kind of provides like a thing for people who like what they do is board game. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
It provides them the opportunity to go out and in public and socialize a little bit, because 70% of them are fucking autistic in the first place. So, like, for them to go out and be
should they be publicking?
I'm not. That's neither here nor there. I'm just saying that the opportunity is there for them to do it,
mm-hmm.
which is good in a sense, I suppose. Like, because it's like, okay, like these four dudes who play the same fucking game every week sitting in one of their mom's basements or whatever, maybe one of them has a job. They can go out and have some beers and fucking play their game and nobody's going to bother them. Nobody's going to fucking think they're weird for doing it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, like, nothing at all.
The act of playing... The games in public, like, that's totally fine. Like, and the ideas behind the bars and, like, whatever. Like, if that makes people happy, that's totally okay. It's more, like, all the, like, the loot crate shit. Like, the minutia. Like, all the fucking memorabilia that people hawk left and right. Like, buy this collectible thing. Like, the Funko Pop toys and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, spend $50 on a piece of plastic that's gonna sit on your shelf for the rest of your life and not... be worth any more than you paid for it in 10 minutes.
The coolest thing I ever had, though, was the when Danzig had vinyl figures made. It was one of him and the Misfits, one of him and Samhain, and one of him with I Got a Shirt On.
Yeah.
And, like, an ex-girlfriend bought that for me, and I had it for fucking years until I sold it for drug money. But it was still really fucking cool. It was the Misfits one, so it's passable.
Well, it seems like the biggest problem that you have is more with the consumerism involved in the culture than the actual, you know, doing of the things.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing, it seems like that's more what it's all about at this point than the actual enjoyment. Like, there's no time, like, nobody enjoys any of this shit anymore. There's like, give me more, I want more. Give me all of this shit. All
right, so let me play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
A little bit ago, you said that, like, the people who are like, no, I want to keep it for myself. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So do you have a... So, all right, no, so I guess it's not really devil's advocate. You have a problem with both sets of people. It's just on the level of which they do their specific, like, projection.
Well, it's... They're intertwined. Because the people that, like, this is my shit, and it's cooler than your
shit...
Stop
liking it.
Yeah. They're the ones that collect all this shit too. That's and true. Sit on it. It's like, yeah. this is what I like. Look at it. I'm better than you, or maybe not necessarily better. Smarter.
No, but that's a great way to think about it.
Yeah,
it's your James Franco in Spring Breakers. Look at all my shit. Like, that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think it. Part of it, you know, that part of nerd culture has always existed as far back as I can remember because, you know, even when I was in the 90s and just starting to get into everything, I met guys that would go to Toys R Us and, like, that was their whole shit. And it, like, they just found whatever they put out, it was, like, that was their shit. It was, like, I'm going to, one to play with and one to put on the wall or one to put in a safe deposit box or whatever.
Yeah, well, the reason that there's still an Edgar Allan Poe in action figure on my wall is because it got me laid one time, which is like, I cling on to that, dude. Like,
that means it worked. That means it's cool.
Yeah, that worked one fucking time. And I've had that thing for fucking 12 years.
I have a question. Does it still smell like her?
You've seen it. It's still in the cardboard and the plastic. I don't think I could put that inside somebody. Unless I cut them open first.
Look. Yes, you can. Cardboard folds, mm-hmm. and that is a very stretchable body part.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. That's true, but I didn't want to do that. She just thought it was really cool, and then start. Never mind.
If you are a person who would like to have a still boxed action figure put inside of you for science, thehateflow@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, dude, but when you say person, I'm just not gay. I don't want to put it inside of a man. I don't really want to put it inside of a girl. I don't want to put my head. No,
that's
the horse left the barn.
You're going to ruin what it's worth, okay?
What, the nostalgia it has with you?
Yeah, because it's an inaction figure and it's got no fucking point. Nothing.
Not consumable, not interactive.
It's an action figure, Toys Jordan. I'm trying to get it some action.
Yeah. Well, it's an inaction
figure. It's, yeah, I mean, it says inaction on it, which I think they stole from the Clerks fucking inaction figures they did. Hmm. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Toys are for children. To play with.
Okay, well, tell that to the sweet Boba Fett on my wall, too.
I will.
Or my awesome fucking X-Wing that I bought the day I got out of jail.
I'm telling it to you, the owner of these things. Toys are for children to play with.
But see, now you just gave me a good idea. Like, that, whatever Nate's just saying, I don't care now. Now I'm just thinking about taking my Lego X-Wing, which does have a good thing to put inside somebody. I mean, the way an X-Wing is shaped.
Well, it's a Lego X-Wing.
It's a Lego X-Wing.
All right, so you built it. That's different.
I did build it.
See, that's adds another level to it. I'm not talking, like, because you took it out of the box.
You're talking if I had a toy fucking X-Wing?
Yeah, I thought you, like, maybe just bought an X-Wing.
No, but they had a 4-foot one that I almost bought one time. And it's like, I couldn't justify spending $100 on just an X-Wing that just is not going to do anything.
Not even a Lego?
It was a 4-foot fucking X-Wing that you just take and you put inside. I was like, where the fuck am I going to even put this thing?
Hang it from your ceiling.
That was the thing that crossed my mind. I was like, I don't want to do that either.
Yeah. But this has always been around. I mean, one could argue that Star Wars started it with...
It most certainly started it.
Absolutely.
But if you think about it, it's over the last few years, people realized they could sell shit to nerds instead of just, you've got in sport jock culture, you pay how many hundreds of dollars for jerseys? How many hundreds of dollars for shoes? And
I scoff at that shit. You know what I mean?
But, it's the same shit with nerds. It's just, instead of, all the wearables and the apparel and, fatheads and shit like that, it's just different shit.
Dan Gilbert. Fatheads. Absolutely. It goes across the board everywhere. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just... the nostalgia and the nerd shit is mostly what I'm exposed to personally.
So yeah, like no, the, I mean, for sure.
I don't know a lot of people that
instead of in,
love to get fit and love sports and buy
I know
replica jerseys and shit.
But I don't call them friends. Like,
no. Yeah, it's...
If we
cross your Lego X-Wing that you got however many years ago, if it was sold today, would be a throwback if it was a sports thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, that's very true. It would be. I mean, so it was the day I got out of jail. So
I just
a year and a half ago.
I feel like with the nerd shit, the approach for the selling is way more sinister.
Okay.
Like, with sports shit, it's like, hey, sports heroes, like, they did really cool stuff, like... they did this thing and it was awesome, like pay tribute to that person. But with nerd shit, it's like, do you like this thing? Because we like this thing too.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Buy this thing and so, we'll be alone together.
So with nerd shit, it's you're buying into being cool.
Yeah, exactly. You're buying into this culture of like aloof superiority.
But I would never once say that, like, because I love fucking Star Wars, it's my religion, I have a fucking Conan the Barbarian tattoo. I would never fucking be like, well, this makes me fucking better than somebody else. Like, it's just the shit I like, dude.
Yeah, that's you though.
I, I don't know. I feel, like, sometimes I feel like I'm the lowest common denominator, and I just feel like, wow, there's people below me.
Well, there's people, like, take fucking Jim Parsons' character on The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. Was it Sheldon?
Who's that?
Sheldon.
Oh, I've never whatever once seen
his,
a whole
episode. His name is Sheldon, yes.
Okay. Sheldon, yeah. You've never seen a whole episode? Have you seen clips?
I've seen parts of it.
Like, the way that he talks down to people when they misquote, like, something. Like, my dad is a big fan of that show, so I've seen bits and pieces of it. Mm. His whole demeanor and attitude towards other people that don't know or understand what he's talking about in terms of, like, pop culture, like, nerdy shit, and the way that he talks down to them, I feel like is very indicative of things on the whole. Like, my brother will fucking give me the third degree about shit when I don't know what the right thing is.
Mm-hmm.
With some of that. Like, it's definitely a superiority thing.
I mean, then I definitely have it, too, because, like, at my job, like, we, you know, it's a sales job, so we'll do, like, little games and stuff where we'll do, like, we'll play Jeopardy, and you make a sale, you get to pick a question, you get the points, win, like, $10 in the end of the day, whatever. One of the questions the other day was, in which movie did Darth Vader say, no, I am your father? And, like, everybody fucking looked at me like, oh, he knows the answer, but it wasn't my fucking question. And the guy goes, and he's like, so it's, like, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, or Return of the Jedi? And he goes, ah. And this is a guy that claims to, like, kind of know a little bit about Star Wars. And he's like, Return of the Jedi. And you just hear me go, idiot.
See?
I mean, there I totally have it. Yeah. I mean, so I get what there. You're saying.
It's I mean, there, just think about sure. it.
We do it to people. We do it to each other.
No, I know. And it's, like, I'm, yeah, whatever. But it's also
part of it. Yeah.
But it's not, we, like, we talk down to each other, but we're also friends and we know that
we're joking.
No, yeah,
oh, yeah.
There's no hard feelings behind that. All. Like, there's this deadly seriousness behind some of those people.
Like, they're offended that you don't know.
Well, I mean, think about it like this. In terms of, like, you as, in terms of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you get on your tirades about how this fucking sucks and you're fucking stupid if you like such and such a band. It's the same thing, just with, like,
just translated.
Movies or comics or television shows or whatever.
Whatever it is.
It's the same.
Or sports. Like you said, it kind of, like,
it's the same ballpark, but it just depends on what you're talking about.
Right. No, that's very true. Very true.
I mean, I just, I use that mentality more as a conversation / argument starter than a way to bully people. You know, people got really mad when I trashed Batman versus Superman because I was just like, Batman can't use a gun.
True story.
That's just how I felt about it. And people were like, did you even read the comics, bro? And I'm like, who gives a shit? This is just
no. I mean,
I don't have the money to buy comics, so no.
No, but I mean,
steal
like,
them.
You know, people always say like, I mean, like that example. You know, like, oh, you can't, like, Batman can't use guns. No, that's just that's like Batman's like one of his fucking parts of his creed. Is that the right word to use?
Yeah.
Like he just doesn't, and it's like, okay, if it would have been like rubber bullets. Sure, but no, he was blowing shit up, dude.
Oh, he definitely murdered many people.
I didn't really care him breaking people's necks. I'm like, I think, and like the way I justified it in my head, I was like, Batman could probably snap somebody's neck to where they pass out, they'll be fine. But no, that movie sucked anyway.
Yeah, it was awful. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And there's another thing my brother fucking jumped on me about. I was like, no, it wasn't. That wasn't bad. I was like, no, that movie was really bad.
Lex Luthor ruined that entire movie. And they're going to ruin the entire, I mean, they've already ruined the entire franchise, in my opinion. But they're going to ruin it even more with Jared Leto's Joker, which is like the most atrocious thing I've ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen Suicide Squad. I don't know if I want to.
Watch it, I suppose.
It's about to be on HBO.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, then if it's free.
Then I'm going to watch it. Yeah. But that's people like DC versus Marvel. Like, that's a huge
like
thing.
I both. I like DC more, but...
That's because you like Batman, though.
That's true.
You like Batman more than Marvel.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's really what you're trying to say.
Yeah, here. I guess that's probably
but
true.
But everybody, like, the people that love their DC comics, that shit all over Marvel movies and defend DC movies to the death.
That's just stupidity. That's fucking stupidity. Because those Marvel movies, whether you're a fan or not, they're good.
I feel like we can plug in Celtics fans versus Cavaliers fans and have the same conversation.
Probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
It's just, you know, people want to fight about stuff that they love. Mm-hmm. So
just defend it for, I mean,
we all do it. This is my thing.
Yeah.
And it's my thing, and there can never possibly be anything wrong.
There can't be another thing.
The thing that I like is perfect because I like it,
mm-hmm.
and no one can tell me differently.
That's a very good way to put that. Mm-hmm. That's a very good way to put that.
That's what's at play here.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. That's, it's like, yeah, like you said, what'd you say? Cavs and Celtics. Packers, Patriots, Steelers, Patriots, fucking Dallas. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
The point I'm trying to make is, like, the nerds are getting jocked up.
Without lifting a fucking finger.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to see, like, a, like, say they release, like, a Justice League movie and an Avengers movie on the same day, which they would never fucking do.
It would never happen.
But that would, like, do just to watch, like, the fucking chaos that would ensue. Because I wouldn't be near a fucking movie theater that day.
Fuck no.
Because I feel like you said, it's so, what how did you phrase it earlier? It's so incredibly white.
Yeah.
To, like,
oh, yeah. It's, and, no, like, embarrassingly white.
Like, and that you get, and who shoots the most fucking people in the world? White people. Like, it's going to be bad, dude. It would be really fucking bad. It
won't end well. This much is certain.
And at the end of the day, there still won't be a winner.
I don't know. The older I get, the more black people that I meet that are really into nerdy shit. It's,
I'm not saying that it's strictly, I'm not saying it's, like, a strictly white thing, but it's, like, it's just embarrassing. Like,
to identify as a nerd.
Oh, really?
I don't think
I've ever met a non-white person.
No, you've never met Kid Cudi, but he exists. I mean, that's really, like, and I feel like a lot of, like, I don't know. There's not a right way for me to phrase that right now, so I don't want to say it because I don't want to come off like a fucking asshole.
Too late.
Do you know what I mean? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Is like, no. Okay. So ever since, like, you know, Kid Cudi came out, it was like the more of like the artsy emo,
like indie rapper.
Like
thing.
That thing,
yeah.
Is like, it's been more prevalent that African American people have, like, been like, no, I'm into this shit, and it's like, okay, fucking cool, like, that's fine. But it is embarrassingly white for people to be like, I'm a nerd.
That's what I'm saying. I've never met or seen a non-white person proclaim such a thing.
Devin, for sure. And that's not a slam on him by any fucking means, but the dude loves all the shit we do.
It's
and
true.
Always fucking has.
I mean, like, more than just a passing, like, yeah, I'm a fucking nerd or whatever. Like, this is who I am.
Yeah, but you and me would never get aggro about it either. Like,
no,
I'm fucking
but
nerd.
But that's what I'm saying, like... Proclaiming it as, like, that is, like, a defining character. I am a nerd.
Right.
That is who I am. Like,
right.
I mean,
I got you.
I met real black guys that play real drow. So, it's...
What's that?
It's the dark elves.
Ah.
Yeah, I was like...
Wait.
That's kind of cool. Like,
is
that the wrong word to use?
No, sure. My brother's best friend is a... African American man, and he does all this LARPing stuff with him too, but I've never heard him go, you know, I'm a nerd. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, actions fucking speak louder than words, man.
It's true, but, like, that's what I'm saying. It's just the whole, like, kitschiness of the, like, you know, geek and nerd, and, like,
right.
It's a weird cultural placeholder for people who, I guess, feel like they don't have their own culture. Because I wouldn't say that consuming media is a replacement for culture.
No,
it's just
not
a thing that you like.
I mean, it pretty much is culture.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's...
It just makes me feel weird.
I mean, I don't know, it's just weird because, like, I mean, like, when I think culture... You know, like, I don't, that's specifically not like, oh, this is this part of the world. Like, there's punk rock culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's always what it's been about to me is, like, that has nothing to do with fucking media, though. Like, but I guess they intertwine. I mean, I guess they really fucking intertwine.
Well, especially in this day and age, everything is so connected to everything else.
Yes.
Like, if you get far enough out from something, it's touching something else somewhere. You know, like, you zoom out of anything, like, you know, your punk rock culture.
Right.
Like, it's DIY ethos that's, like, liberal politics.
Yeah.
That's fashion.
Right, right.
That, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It's the farther out you look at something, the more you start to see the bigger picture that
right.
it really nothing fucking matters and
no,
we're all going to die and
yep.
end up in a hole in the ground.
That's really, I mean, that, and dude, that's been fucking with me lately, like existential crisis shit. Like, none of this matters. None of it fucking
so
matters.
So when you zoom out on nerd culture, mm-hmm. what is it that you're getting?
What is it I'm getting
mm-hmm.
from zooming out on it?
Yeah. What is it that you're seeing? Where are the connections being made?
Oh, I'm getting out of it that people are fucking exhausting.
I would agree with that.
So exhausting. I'm just, I guess, worried, kind of, like, at the end of the day with it. Because the more and more the shit gets saturated, the more and more people are going to stay distracted. And
okay.
That's, I mean, do something with yourself, I guess. I don't know. Like, if you
leave your mark on the world, even
yeah.
if it's a fucking stamp, just leave your mark on the world.
I still feel weird about railing against this when I am producing something to be consumed by them.
Oh, I mean, dude, this entire fuck, everything we do is an oxy fucking more paradox, oxymoron, whatever the fuck. I mean, we bitch about shit all the time, or we have people come on and bitch about shit that half the time pertains to exactly what we're fucking doing, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this is three dudes sitting in a fucking living room talking about shit they hate. Well, we were just not bitching per se, but talking about nerds playing fucking D&D in their mom's fucking, in their mom's basement.
Yeah. The irony is not lost on
no,
me whatsoever.
No, no, no.
I used to play 7-hour games of Axis and Allies when I was in middle school. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
I just beat Knights of the Old Republic 2 again for like the 20th time in my life.
Yeah.
That game only came out 12 years ago, dude.
Two or one?
Two.
Two?
The second time. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I beat them both like 20 times, but like, yeah, the second one. The second one.
I got out of video games right around the time that those started coming out, so.
The best Star Wars games ever made.
Yeah, well.
That's what I've heard.
They're fun. It just tells a great story, which
I mean,
why I like it.
My brother played both of them.
Yeah, the gameplay's not great by any means, but it's cool.
He was a ton of my exposure to a lot of this, because he's a big anime dude,
right
too.
On.
So, like, it's how I got... Like, it's cool. Like, some of that shit, like, on its base levels is really cool, because it opens your horizons to
yeah,
new and different
for sure.
things. But too often I've found that somebody finds their lane and just stays there.
Yeah,
and
no,
never strays
never
from
go,
the lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is what it is. Like, this mm-hmm. is all I want to like find and look at and read and watch, and that's it. And that's all I need.
Well,
and that's not healthy, I would say.
No,
I'm
to
gonna
be narrow-minded. You can't. No, you can't.
I'm gonna make this way bigger than it has to be. Everything is becoming balkanized now. Everything. Everybody's getting in their own little bubble with not only art but politics. Like, how many people that you disagree with politically are you interacting with on a regular basis? How many people that you listen to different types of music than are you interacting with, like, different senses of humor? Every, like, you're finding your, you know, your lane, so to speak.
That's
and
him.
Then if you don't veer from it, you're not going to crash.
Yep.
Pete gives me shit for that, too. I mean, like in one specific area, like, when somebody, like, dude, I for the last year, I've just, like, I think I have 600-some friends on Facebook. So many people I've unfollowed, dude, where it's just like, I can't deal with your bullshit anymore, which I guess is the same, like, it is me. I mean, Pete said it to me months ago. He's like, dude, you're just creating your own bubble.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, like, you'll, it's an easy way to stunt your growth.
That's
mentally.
True. Yeah.
It's like, never being exposed to a differing opinion or a differing idea is not good.
No,
it's
not.
Not a good thing.
No, I mean, it's like, but like when I do get into, like, I can get into a conversation with somebody, whether I agree with them or not, and we can have a good conversation, like, especially if we disagree. But like, the thing is like, I will not, I mean, obviously I amp it up for this show when I hate something. It's, you know, it's part of what you do. But like when I'm having like a legitimate fucking toe-to-toe conversation, I never get aggro about shit. Like, I mean, like I will disagree with you. Like, I love my mother to death, but like we argue about religion and shit all the time. But like she's the one who always gets angry. And I'm just like, no. I was like, then we don't have to talk about it. You know what I mean? I don't know. A lot of people can't do that.
Well, it's a telltale sign when people get really inflamed and upset about something. It's that they've never had to call into question the things that they think and believe.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that because there are some things that I get really angry about. Most of them are comedy related at this point in my life because it's what I do. Mm-hmm. But it's always something that I'm reevaluating my stances on because, you know, I'm open to the possibility that I could be wrong. And my opinion over the 12 years I've been doing this has changed several times to the point where, you know, I was calling for the execution of dad comics. And now it's like, you know what? There is a place for you guys.
There is. Yeah.
And, you know, you are more than welcome to it. And, you know, it's just, but certain things still, I don't know. It's more of a, I recognize the right of something to exist. Mm-hmm. I just don't want it existing in my space. And
that's where I'm at. I mean, which is also fucking creating your own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Whether like the people, which is very far and few between when I see somebody on my Facebook feed with a more right-leaning view of the world, not even politically, just in general.
Generally, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's due to like they post some shit and I'm like, no, you're a fucking idiot. And like I should probably start rethinking that a little more. Which I guess was a good thing that we did this show tonight because now I'm starting to think a little more like, all right, maybe I can start putting up with people's bullshit a little more.
Critical thinking goes such a long way because it's easy to just be like, no, fuck this. Like, whatever. That's
and
dumb.
I don't think I'm an idiot for doing that.
No, I'm not saying.
No, I know. But
it's a perfectly natural human reaction to be like, I don't want any part of this because I don't agree with it. Like, I'm going to go do something else. Like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's perfectly natural.
Right.
But actually trying to process and understand is a completely
right. Different why situation. Do you think this way?
This has gone so far.
Dude, that's
so far away.
That's
what we do.
Kind of what we do.
Yeah.
Moral of this story, consume less, think more.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Dude, that'd be a fucking great
Namaste.
Tattoo.
All right, Nate, thanks so much for coming on the
Seriously,
show, man.
Thank you.
That was
great.
A lot of fun. Before we go, we got to thank Pete at Milky Way Recordings. He does this all for us each and every week. And, of course, the Lousy Weather Media Network, Sean, Paul, Bob, Josie, and everybody.
And Slim Turn.
And Slim Turn.
Sean Paul works for...
Sean, comma, Paul.
Yeah. There's actually a karaoke life, wizard dude. / former comedian named Sean Paul as well. And that was always interesting. Also, Sam Holmes, who did our logo, you can follow her on the Instagram. That's Sam Holmes like you live in, not Sam Holmes like you hang with. And since you listen to the podcast, Wizard World's coming up this weekend. So if you have some opinions about it, want to let us know, thehateflow@gmail.com. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates nerd culture as much as Nate Kelly.
No. There is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me numbing ages. Drag me to the discharge vapor. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and under the punches, and I was meant to tell. This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.